We'll start with mine because I feel like yours is going to be better, so we'll save the best for last.
It may be. Before we do that, though, let me get all three of the bottles.
Sure.
I thought that said Narcan, and I was like, oh, is that the direction we're going in? I'll make a comment on it on the show.
Yeah. Yes, we're going with Narcan.
Like, that says Narcan. Cool. I've administered Narcan many times.
I want to get a photo of these before I forget.
So the
grams.
They come up swinging, that's for sure.
Ooh, those are good. Those are smoked almonds.
Okay, pass them back. That one. And we're good. Okay. Welcome to the Buckhorn Podcast. I'm Martel, and with me always is Mike and Melissa at the Mac Shack. What's up, guys?
Hey, hey.
Hey, hey.
Hi.
Hi.
Ho, ho. It's off to work we go.
All right, so today, last show we did Booker's, we did some Middle West spirits, we did a cocktail. This time we're doing bourbons or whiskeys finished in wine barrels. So, and not like a port wine, like an Angel Envy. So the two that Mike had just happened to have on hand were Conviction. This one is Conviction. What is that?
Naranja.
Not to be confused with Narcan.
Not to be confused with Narcan.
Which is what Melissa misread it as, yeah.
Right, because it looked like Narcan at first, and having administered Narcan many times in my role as a nurse, I was ready for one of you to come up swinging.
Yeah.
Doctor.
Yeah.
Dr. McLaren.
Doctor. I like doctor better.
It is Dr. McLaren. Yeah, I am a doctor nurse.
I know. I like doctor better.
Okay. Yep. You
doctor,
a doctor.
Doctor.
So I will, yep. I'll give the background on this. So Vino de Naranja from Andalusia, Spain, is the orange wine fermented from grapes macerated with the dried bitter peels of Seville oranges and aged in oak casks using the traditional Solera method. Southern Grace is filled in Naranja casks with Conviction straight bourbon whiskey, infusing it with the warm citrus sweet notes of the Mediterranean base spirit as they release from the wood, creating a perfect blend of old world and the new.
I mean, but can we just take a minute to admire the word macerated? Like, I really just love that word.
That is a good word.
It is. Yeah. Okay.
Oh,
I shouldn't have ate that almond.
I mean, but this is the second show, so.
Yeah, like, we're a second show of the day.
We're a little snacky at this point.
It's so good. It smells
super,
really good. It's
super sweet.
Super sweet, kind of citrusy.
Candied orange.
100%.
Trader Joe candy orange.
I was about to say, it smells like those taste.
Yeah, it smells.
I mean, I feel like we need to like take one of those and shove it in there, and I bet it would be delightful. I mean, after.
After.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe now.
Not nearly as ethanol-y as the ones from the last show.
What's the proof on this one?
49.85.
Okay, so we're just under 100.
Yeah. So I mean, not a huge difference, but enough. Right there. Oh, that's nice.
That is good.
So you do drink shitty things, right? Like, because I feel like we've had a nice line. I don't know. There was one a couple shows back that I really didn't like, but this is nice.
We do so.
You don't drink shitty stuff, at least not intentionally.
Not intentionally. No, we drink shitty stuff intentionally.
Got it.
Going into it, you know it's going to be trash.
But like the watershed, there was supposed to be,
that was fucking awful. It is literally the worst whiskey I've ever had.
And it wasn't intentional.
Okay, because this is great.
No, this is really good. I like this.
Like it's not Middle West great, but this is like, oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah, this is good. This is... I like it.
I think the citrus notes play well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, it's orange wine.
Yeah, exactly. It's so, yeah, and macerated on orange peels. And so I really think that this lends itself. It's like halfway to an old fashioned.
I was going
to
say, this could be a great whiskey to use for a smoked orange old fashioned.
Yep.
With smoked orange bitters, the Trader Joe's candied oranges.
A little bit of cherry
juice, no simple syrup, and
yeah, you don't
and smoke it with some cherry wood. Yeah.
So, you know, I travel a lot for my job, and I feel like the next time I'm in a really good hotel bar and they have an old fashioned, I'm going to be such a fucking snob about it.
You should be.
I'll be like, I'm sorry.
No, you should be. Like, I've asked them to replace whiskeys because of something that I don't like about whatever whiskey they're using.
Right.
Like, there was There was one. You guys have makers?
Well, like, where did you go recently? There were two drinks, and one was made with Watershed.
Oh, that was at Forbidden Root. I'm like, don't get the Watershed one. It's going to be garbage.
That's right.
Yeah. But I've ordered I have ordered. I think they use Jim Beam. I said, which one is it? They're like, the Jim Beam. I'm like, do you have makers? They're like, yeah. I'm like, can you just use makers instead?
Please. Yeah.
They're like, yes. I'm like, cool.
Great.
They're like, it'll be a dollar more. I'm like, give me two then?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is good. This is just a solid, great choice.
This is a really good. This doesn't need a drop of water. Mm-mm. I definitely wouldn't put a drop of saline in this one either.
This is a limited release, so.
So it's not available anymore.
Sorry.
Which is fine. I mean, I do have plans to start another show. I think there was someone reached out to me that he's interested in starting a. He wants to start a whiskey society, like where friends just get together and drink. And I said, okay, so how about we just get together and we record it too? We just have people on the show and people just hanging out and we just record, you know, we're all drinking the same shit. So we just talk about it. And he's like, that's a really good idea. So basically a live studio audience.
Yeah.
For recording. And so like, and it's stuff like this, like stuff you can't get anywhere. And he's like, well, I don't have any whiskey connections. And I'm like, well, I'm limited on what I have. So, but we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
But,
and here's the thing, like it doesn't even need to be that because
it doesn't.
You're going to come across people who just haven't had stuff before.
Right. And that's the thing. Like, I want it to be a more relatable show.
Mm-hmm.
Things that they're readily available, or maybe they're not, but it's something that is, I want to make it, you know, relatable.
Yeah.
I've already got the Facebook page. I've already grabbed the Instagram account. I've already grabbed the X account. I need to grab the TikTok account. But the original idea was to make it so that it was not relatable.
Okay.
So that the whatever we're drinking, like, it would be like shit that you could never fucking get. Like it would have to be find somebody who
all Ohio picks or store picks or
store
whatever.
Picks or bottles of Pappy. Like I have a friend who has series of Pappies.
I'm like, that's one that I've never had. I've never had any in the series. Never had Rip Van Winkle, none of those, and I'm very curious.
I haven't had any of them. My brother-in-law has. Like, he is paid. Like, when he was stationed in D.C., there was a bar that they went to. They had Pappy on hand, and he's like, well, I'll take this, you know. But he's a huge Buffalo Trace fan. Like, out of everyone I know, he loves Blanton's. Fine. I don't
teach
care.
Their own.
He is a huge Buffalo Trace fan. I mean, we all know my opinion on it. I think it's slightly overhyped.
It's
slightly overhyped.
Yeah, Blanton's is, you know, Travelers.
It's a
$40 bourbon.
$30 whiskey
that markets for $60.
Yeah. So I have a serious question for you because I have stayed at a hotel that had Pappy.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So in the event that happens again, are you giving me permission to try the Pappy?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, go for it.
No takesie backsies.
No.
But I would stay away from the Pappy 23 if they have it.
Yeah.
I will try to embed that in my memory, but chances are
the price tag alone will prevent you from.
Well, yeah, there's that, but
that'll be probably a couple hundred dollars for.
I mean, you underestimate my ability to justify spending money, sir.
Right off.
Excuse me?
Right? Listen, kettle.
Yeah. Somewhere around here, there's a $100 bottle of beer, and it's only in a 12-ounce bottle.
I do remember the day specifically that he left. We were in Buffalo, New York, and he walked into a liquor store to buy beer and came out several hundred dollars lighter. And I was like, you spent how much on how little?
Yeah.
It was a whole bunch of dogfish head, wasn't it?
Because at the time, you couldn't get it in Ohio.
Well, that was like when I went and got the Utopia. So it was just like, how much is that? And I'm like, she goes, and you get what? I'm like, a wine bottle's worth?
Yeah, so suddenly I feel a whole shit ton less guilty about. Yeah.
So, but the 23, apparently, I've been told, is tastes like chewing on a toothpick.
That's too
like
that's
it's
too
just
oaky.
So it's
that's so dry and
old and oaky that it's I mean,
23 years. But here's the thing, like, one of my favorite whiskeys that I've ever tried was the Redbreast 27. And that was amazing.
But that is Irish whiskey
versus bourbon.
And they don't use new age barrels.
No, what's the difference between Irish whiskey versus bourbon?
Irish whiskey has to come from Ireland.
Okay, that makes sense. So it really is that obvious.
But Irish whiskey doesn't have the requirement that it must be in a new American oak
barrel.
Okay, that's helpful.
So
I mean, a lot of Irish whiskey is in second use barrels.
Yeah.
I figured it was very much like French champagne has to come from the Champagne region of France.
Sparkling wine.
Right. I figured.
Or a sect or a cava.
Bourbon you can make bourbon anywhere.
Okay.
But Kentucky bourbon has to come from Kentucky.
Okay.
So, like, there's a company, it's no longer MGP. It's Ross and Squibb, I think, now. They are in Indiana, but they provide, I would say, probably close to 75% of the world's American bourbon. Mm-hmm. They're a huge, huge manufacturer. So, like, places like, I'm looking at your wall here to see. So, I'll just use Virgil Cane, for instance, because I know they're not distilling their own stuff. Virgil Cane could be an MGP product or a Ross and Squibb product.
Okay.
They're buying the barrels.
They sell juice.
Yeah. They just sell the whiskey, and then they're getting it, and they're aging it however they want to age it. They're making the changes to it that they want to make and blending it and whatever to make it what it is, the flavor profile that they want. And that's all Ross and Squibb does.
Yeah. Okay.
But they also own Lux Row now and Penelope and a few others. So
Lux Row sounds.
Oh, Lux Row is so good.
Intriguing.
Lux Row 12 year. I should have bought a bottle in December.
I'm just saying that, like, if you put Lux on the end of it, I'm immediately intrigued.
Yeah. It's good. It's very luxurious.
Right.
So, but the show that I want to that where I may be kicking off is originally I wanted to make it something that the show is going to be called Whiskey Relatable if we do it. But I wanted to make it so it wasn't relatable.
Yeah.
Like, that was the thing. Yeah. It was like, oh, it's whiskey relatable. Oh, they're drinking Pappy. That's not fucking relatable.
Right.
Oh, they're drinking Cream this of thing, Kentucky.
Yeah, you can't get King, this anywhere else. Yeah.
So, you know what we saw? So, taking it back to Cooper's Hawk. Cooper's Hawk has, like, their wines that you don't know what they are until you decide to know what they are. Where
yeah,
like
they
a
have
blind
a blind tasting
yeah.
kit.
That might be fun to do, but I know this is like a really, like a beer and a bourbon show.
No, it's an alcohol show.
Yeah, it's an alcohol show. Yeah. Wouldn't that be fun if we did like a blind? I thought that would
although
be
Liz, I said something about being on a wine show, and she goes, oh, I'd be on a wine show.
I am all
I'm
for
like,
Liz.
Fuck you.
Okay, so Liz said, and on. Katie and oh God, we would like
we can do just an all girls fucking Buckhorn show.
Shit, that would be so fun.
Like I'll just sit here.
I just feel like we need to prepare like Johnny and our other like very loyal listeners.
Oh no. We don't have any loyal listeners other than Johnny.
We love you, Johnny. I saw the nuts recipe and I'm really looking forward to having your nuts in my mouth.
Drunk Melissa. No, we could do an entire wine show and have you and Katie and Liz on the show.
Like I want it. Like I won't do it on my own, but like the trend of the sweetened condensed milk and red wine, I'm like curious about.
I mean, we can.
Well, I got a bottle of Shaw in there.
I don't do sweet. Like if a piece of leather or bark or rock falls out, like that's the wine that I like. So if like you're adding sweetened condensed milk to it, I'm probably not gonna.
But yeah, well, Katie's also a big fan of like the Diet Coke and red wine thing.
Yeah,
that she was doing that. The one, like, not this recent open. She was doing it at one of the opens. I'm like, what the fuck are you drinking?
It's actually not terrible.
Like, I tried it. It's terrible.
It's a little on the sweet end.
She's like, try it. I'm like, ugh, this is not good.
I don't know that I like carbonated red wine.
But I mean, we could do you, Katie, Liz, and
that
then
would be a great night.
I can kick the show off, and you three can fucking knock it out. And I will just sit here, off camera, on camera, whatever. Mike can be in the background, and
I'll just pour
shit, and just.
I feel like that would be a great
get shitty.
A great night.
The ladies of Buckhorn.
Yep.
Well, without Katie.
Yeah. That would be the Cuckhorn podcast.
It's no different than the butt corn.
That'd be so fun. Yeah. That's
where I said ladies of Buckhorn, but Katie's not a lady of Mike's not on the show.
Right. Yeah. Shank.
So, but anyway, but that was no, really there, good. There could be another show What's coming that? Out. It's the new one. It's the next one. Oh,
okay.
One.
I was like, well,
there could be another show coming out, called Whiskey Relatable.
And we'll see.
It'll be something. I'm still working on it. I'll probably, if I release it initially, I'll probably release it under on this feed first before I go out and get another feed for it, or I'll just do it straight to YouTube.
Well, and I really, like, I know that they're talking now about banning TikTok, which I just can't see that's going to happen.
So, but yeah, let's talk about that for a minute.
Okay.
I have thoughts about it.
Okay.
I'm not going to eat my thoughts yet.
Okay.
What's your thought about that?
So there's a politician from South Carolina, North Carolina, who was talking about this, and he actually uses TikTok and voted against it and was like issued a really interesting apology about how, you know, he clearly uses and benefits from TikTok, but then voted against it, mainly saying that, like, there are some concerning aspects about TikTok that are not known to the general public. And so that to me is pause for consideration.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the concerning things are it's literally in their terms of service.
Right.
They are, if you have the TikTok app on your phone, it has access and the ability to track your keystrokes, track all your photos, track your text messages, your login information,
right?
All the apps that are on your phone, anything you do on your phone, it has access to. That's all in the terms of information. You just have to read it.
Right.
That is why I don't use TikTok. I also just fucking hate TikTok because it's owned by ByteDance, and ByteDance is owned by the CCP, and fuck the CCP at this point. Like, I fucking hate the Chinese Communist Party. As far as the banning of TikTok, I was for it at first, and then I thought about it. My thought is, if people want to use TikTok, let them fucking use TikTok. Mm-hmm. It is a freedom of speech deal. Like, the censoring of an app is the first stop to a global
totalitarian. It's hard after four different bourbons.
Totalitarian society.
Yeah.
Where we lose the freedoms of slowly but surely, and we're already doing it. The Freedom of Information Act.
I mean, I'm a woman, so
right.
You know.
Well, right. Yeah, there's that too.
Right.
You literally pay more for razors just because they're pink.
Right.
Or pens,
you know, lawmakers legislate what I can and can't do with my body,
which is all horseshit. Like, it's that fine. Should never. None of that should ever be a part of anything in law. Like, the government is only there to supposedly collect a small amount of money to keep the roads in fucking contact and, you know, keep things running.
Looking at you, Pennsylvania, with your roads.
Fucking Michigan. Jesus. But I don't agree with the TikTok ban at this point. And I don't use it. I don't fucking like it. But it is a way.
But that's a choice that you get to make.
It's a choice I get to make.
Well, and I'm just saying that I went down a Kate Middleton rabbit hole before her announcement earlier this week about having cancer.
Oh, the cancer.
And, like, the Kate Middleton rabbit hole is probably evidence as to why TikTok's not good. That said, it's I got not. A lot of enjoyment out of it. Although, Kate, we love you, and I sincerely hope that she does well in her next, you know, several months. And,
yeah. I know. Yeah. I
But it is the entertainment value.
The entertainment value is there.
Pretty
but
freaking good.
The issue, the other issue I have with TikTok is how it is used from the U.S. to China.
Right. And I think those are good questions.
In the U.S., it is used to propagate dumb shit, fucking dances. And
I'm telling you, though, that Italian sub sandwich viral TikTok, I'm telling you, that had merit.
But in China, it's solely used for educational purposes.
Interesting. Oh, well, we are not using that way in America.
No.
And
as evidenced by the Kate Middleton rabbit holes.
And that's the whole thing is when they say, well, if you want to keep TikTok in the U.S., you need to sell it off to another company. Well, the company's not going to give us the whoever that company is that buys TikTok, if they bought it, they would not get the algorithm behind TikTok because it would show the spying and everything else that I'm putting on a tinfoil hat for that is happening with apps like
100%. Like, I talk about a product and then it shows up on my TikTok.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. Well,
Facebook too, though.
Facebook too.
Facebook, all Instagram,
and
all of them.
That's the thing. Like someone's there,
Big Brother
there was a meme.
Is definitely, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist at all, but there, clearly shit happens.
There's a meme that said, oh, you use TikTok, the CCP spying on you. And then the response is, you use Google Chrome.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, I feel like everyone is spying on Amazon devices. It's just way, but, I mean, I put an article in the Columbus Dispatch, and within moments of it hitting Columbus Dispatch, someone called me on the phone to talk to me, someone I didn't know, to talk to me about the op-ed in the Columbus Dispatch. And then hate mail was sent to the house within days. So,
It's
really hard to stay private these days.
But the other issue is other apps like Temu.
Oh, yeah.
Temu has the same terms of service.
Yep.
They're a it's just an upgraded Wish.com.
It's a good call out. It is.
ByteDance owns CapCut.
Yep.
CapCut has the same terms of service about.
And so many people use that.
And so
I've
many people
used
use CapCut.
It. I mean, like, I've got Ruby videos on TikTok.
So
from CapCut.
It's. If you go and read all of the different Chinese apps that are in the app stores, they all have basically the same the same terms of service that we're going to track this, we're doing this, we have access to this.
Yeah.
Which Facebook has the same things, but because of US regulations, you get to turn those things on and off. With the way that TikTok works, even if you say don't track me, they're still fucking tracking you.
Right.
They're bypassing that.
It is a very different world than it was.
Oh, absolutely. But as far as the banning of TikTok, I don't think they should ban it.
No.
That should be up to the user on whether they want to use it and how the user uses it. And if the user's dumb enough to take on the propaganda of whatever is being disseminated forward, then that's on them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that just it will ultimately lead to Marxism or socialism or something because young kids are fucking dumb. Like, it's young kids using it for the most part. Sorry, Melissa. And they're malleable.
Yeah.
So, and unfortunately, that's just kids today don't want to research anything. They don't want to look anything up. They want to take what they see in front of them at face value.
As gospel value.
Well, there's adults that do the same shit.
Yeah.
Oh, there are.
I mean, I'm guilty of it. I've taken some stuff that I've read and be like, oh, this is, and then go back to go. I got a backpack.
There is some, like, honestly, though, like, I feel like TikTok and just, like, hearing what other people are doing has upped my game in so many different areas. So I think it requires a level of discernment on what you're going to do and what you're not going to do with it. But what are we drinking? Because it smells really good.
It's real. I'm already drinking it. So
this is Conviction Amarone cask. Amarone del Valpolicella.
I'm glad that you pronounced Amarone because I was just going straight with Amarillo.
Yeah. Amarone del Valpolicella from Verona, Italy is fermented from grapes that have been rack dried for up to 4 months prior to fermentation, concentrating the natural grape sugars and flavors. Amarone is then aged in oak cask for years. Conviction Straight Bourbon Whiskey has been finished in one of these casks, infusing the bourbon with the complex and dark rich flavors that make Amarone a distinctive and cherished wine the world over.
I've had Amarone. We've had Amarone. Yep. And I really like Amarone wine. And so I'm excited to try this bourbon.
It's really good.
Is it?
I've already tried it. Like, I'm not rating any of the stuff that we've done. It's just good. Right?
You can totally taste the wine in that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's so good. So good.
That is great. I didn't expect that. I don't know what I was expecting, but it wasn't to get those wine notes right off the bat.
Mm-hmm. Oak is like magic wood.
Yes.
It does great things to alcohols.
It is. I want to make sure that I have the stuff for this because we're going to finish with
that. There's the burn in my lips, though. Mm-hmm. Woo. Mm-hmm.
Mm.
That's great.
This is this a limited release also?
Yeah.
Shit.
this is another North Carolina. Well, you know, that's something I'll look for when I go back down.
But it's interesting. It's all heavy burn in the mouth, but not down. Like, it's here, not here.
It's all in the lips and the gums and the tongue. Mm-hmm. And the tongue and brown sugars and wine.
Yep.
Mm. The wine is so prevalent.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I get more than anything else is the wine.
It's so good. I like it.
And I feel like this is the first bourbon I've had that really smacks you in the face with the wine. So is this the first one that I've tried that was...
Yeah.
Okay.
That was a wine cascade.
Yeah, that is super interesting.
This one was, but then this is number two.
The Narcan conviction?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The you might need a shot of a brutal medication, a receptor binder.
Something that makes you wake up swinging.
An opioid receptor binder. For all my fellow medical peeps out there.
I just need an opioid. Oh, I have some. Never mind.
You have an opioid receptor binder?
No, I just have opioids.
Well, I mean, who doesn't anymore?
I've got.
Welcome to America.
Right.
I've got bottles of OxyContin at home.
Yeah.
I've got some Vicodins. I've got gabapentins.
It's your OxyContin. That's the... What did you say you had? Oxy... What else?
Oxys, Vicodins.
Okay,
Gabapentins.
Gabapentin's not an opioid.
It's not, but it's got a nice street value of about $3 a pill.
Can I just say right now for this show that I do not endorse nor condone the selling of prescription medications? Okay.
I've got at least 3 house payments worth of in bottles at home.
And this is why I drink, y'all.
Yeah.
Every time, so I don't use painkillers when I have surgery. But they prescribe them anyway.
Yeah, I was about to say, I don't think I've ever finished a pain except
I know
for
we keep them like
stone.
Just in case because of the inevitable kidney stone that hits at 3 o'clock
because
in the morning.
The inevitable falling off a ladder and hitting a bar.
Oh my God. Have you talked about that on this show?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that was a moment.
I got the text message from Mike. He's like, I got into a bar fight. And it was a picture of the bar broken. And I'm like, damn it.
And like, seriously, it was like the day before
it was on my birthday.
On your birthday, the day before the kids' graduation party.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't the day before the kids' graduation
party. No, it was a week before.
It wasn't a week. Was it a week before?
Yeah.
I thought it was a couple
days. Yeah,
because
when I showed up here, his eye was black, his ribs were black, his leg was black.
You are so lucky you did not explode your eye globe. Like, do you even know?
Hooray, glasses.
Yeah.
Yes, I am aware.
Like,
they told him the glasses. He told him the glasses saved his eye.
They did. And as a nurse and former nurse
doctor.
Practitioner, yes, Dr. McLaren, like when they walk you, like we walk in and they literally do not stop you from just going right to the trauma bay.
What happened?
Like,
I was like, I fell like 10 feet onto a bar and hit my face in my eye.
Let's get you
out there.
Like,
let's
as we walk with you, we're going to be talking about your medical history and putting the armband on your wrist. And we're met in the room by 3 different people and they're just bringing in all the equipment, and I'm like, oh my God.
Get an IV. Here's an IV. Are you in pain? Here's a painkiller. Yeah. Oh, you're on drugs. Here's some Narcan.
Yeah, here's
like literally, she's on her walkie talkie, like, we've got one for the trauma bay. And I'm like, cool.
Yeah.
So excited. The days before.
And I'm fucking cracking jokes.
He is. Like, they're all laughing at him. And I'm like, this is how we handle stress in the McLaren family.
When you put me under, don't touch my penis.
Yeah.
They didn't even put him under. They're just like, here, let me give you some painkillers.
Yeah, we're going to get an
MRI. Let me just stitch your eyeball.
Yeah.
And stitch your face back together.
Stitch your face back together. It was some impressive. We should post some of those photos.
You can. Absolutely. Mike
our
has access
listeners.
To the Facebook page.
You should post because it was the ugliest face photo. Like, just impressively bad.
This
delightful.
Is great.
This is really great.
Now, we're going to need new glasses, though.
New.
I think we should do new.
This one, I think because of that heavy wine undertone, not even undertone, like slap you in the face wine, like that for me was the first thing that I tasted was the wine, which is interesting. All right, let me chug this.
No, you don't have to chug. Don't chug.
Take your time.
No chugging necessary.
All right.
Enjoy it. That's the whole point. Enjoy it.
It's such a good mouthfeel, too.
Yeah,
that's what she said.
I feel like Iron Chef. This tastes so good in my mouth.
Speaking of Iron Chef, I was watching John Wick 3.
Oh.
Was it 3? Or is it
John
2?
Wick good is John Wick.
Yeah, 3.
Wick is good.
That's when the assassins come after him. The host of Iron Chef, for whatever reason, forgot he was in the show.
Isn't that what it... I probably said that wrong. And it was probably slightly racist to say that. I apologize.
No. He's there. Yeah, look at that face.
I mean,
that's Michael. A face only a mother
and that
could
was
love.
Before, that was before the bruising.
That was in the emergency room.
Right. That was like where the lady was like, how far up? What size ladder were you on? And then she pulls out her walkie-talkie. Like, that was within moments, because you know how close we are to the medical center.
You need to send me those, because when you flash your phone up like this, uh-huh. I'm just going to superimpose them on the
video. Right?
Video.
Like, we are 2 minutes from the hospital, and, like, I heard the crash, and I see him literally stumbling out of the Mac Shack, and I'm like, where the fuck are my keys? And I see him, and he's bleeding, and he's like, my eye, and I'm like, get in the car.
I was like, will you check my eye, please?
And I was like, no, you're getting in the car. Like, that eye injuries
you're shoot
are
your
an
eye
emergency.
Out, kid.
You'll shoot your eye out. You'll shoot your eye out.
I can think of. Oh, I'm glad I stepped on my glasses.
Oh, my God.
What about my glasses?
And it was a colossal crash because our property's nice size, right? Yeah. So I'm in the front porch putting up, like, graduation banners. And I hear this, like, crash. And I hear the crash, and I'm like, that sounds expensive.
Yeah. And that was a hospital bill expensive.
Yeah, it was hospital expensive. Not bottles expensive.
Please, God, may he survive whatever just happened.
Because if he
doesn't,
I'm going to fucking kill him.
Right? 100%.
Oh, my God. You know what? Let's all of that off. Fuck all the way off.
Well, that was yummy. All right, so we're getting rid of this.
All right. Yes, we're not going to use those anymore.
These are old glasses?
Yes. Those are old glasses.
I'm going to get rid of them.
Okay. You have headset on, just as a heads up.
Oh, so I can...
You can only go about 7.5 feet away. Boop, boop, boop. All right. So we're like 32 minutes in. I've got something that it's from Bardstown Bourbon Company, which they make a fantastic. That's, you know what? That's if we decide to go down to the Bourbon Trail.
Are they the one that do the speakeasy?
No, that's Heaven Hill.
That's Heaven Hill.
We need to do, we'll do that.
Speakeasy in Utah. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
The Bardstown does a mix-your-own bourbon creation lab.
That sounds so fun.
You literally put on, like, you sit at a table. They give you three or four different whiskeys, I think is what it is. It could be more than that. And then you have eyedroppers, and you can mix shit back and forth and try to figure out your own flavor profile based on what it is. Now, you can't go buy it, mm-hmm. but you can mix that all together, and then walk around in the front of the showroom distillery.
I'm a fan of that plan.
I started out like mixing. We were late because we were with Mr. Mark Carter of Old Carter Whiskey and Old Carter Distillery and Carter Wine Cellary, which is where this bottle is a collaboration of. It is a Bardstown Bourbon Company collaborative series. So Bardstown does a lot of collaborative stuff. This is with...
Does that say Cartier?
No, it's Carter Sellers.
Not the same.
Not the same. No. Carter Sellers, which is a winery out in California.
I got real excited for a second.
Well, but he also has Old Carter Distilling, which is a whiskey company.
Okay.
So they collaborated with his... So this is a Bardstown bourbon whiskey finished in Carter Cellar wine barrels.
Okay.
Which is what prompted the wine stuff.
Okay.
The wine finished barrel whiskeys. Mark is a fantastic gentleman. Like, met him last year would have been last year down at the down on the trail thanks to Jason C, cuz he has all the connections from the Mash and Drum. But had this bottle in that tasting that we had with Mark and was like, fuck, I need to get a bottle of that. Well, we just happened to be heading to Bardstown Bourbon for their whiskey tasting, the lab deal where you mix your own stuff. to which they had a bottle of this. We were about 15 minutes late and fucking annihilated. Yes. Mark brought out probably 10 bottles of whiskey.
Oh, my God.
And we went through damn near every one.
Oh, oh.
We finished with this.
Speaking of trips to the emergency room.
Oh, it was little sips, but 10 like little sips. Yeah.
Yeah. Because 10 different bottles with our sips would put me in a hospital. Yeah.
Well, we've done like
this will be number 6.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Okay. I retract my statement.
Also a good one.
Did shit come out?
No.
It sounded like it.
It sounded like it.
All right.
No,
so.
You just made it wet.
Always a good sign.
I love it when it's wet.
I mean, who doesn't?
That's, everything's easier. That's not Melissa's.
Wait a minute. What are you saying? Okay.
We poured you slightly lighter.
Thank you.
So I've been looking forward to this one, especially since when the last time we talked and I mentioned that I had a bourbon finished in wine barrels and you were like, yes. And then we were like, all right, we're going to do a bourbon and wine barrel finished show. It's because of this bottle.
Okay.
So,
all right.
So
drink water. Water first for me.
On the nose.
A little burn.
Slightly.
Yeah.
Oh, this is also 108.
108?
Yeah, this is 108.3. On the nose, Concord grapes, aged oak, caramelized sugars, slightly nutty. Ready for this one? Never had this in a tasting note. Interesting.
Interesting.
I actually get the Concord grapes.
I get
that like Welsh's grape jelly.
Yes.
Yeah, like grape jelly. Yeah.
Yeah.
I do get the nutty. Mm-hmm.
Slightly nutty.
Yeah, I get
a little.
That.
Like, I wouldn't have picked up nutty.
But when they
but
say
the grape,
it.
Like that sweet grape.
Yeah.
100% that.
Get it all day.
Okay. Like, kind of PB&J.
There you go. Yeah.
The Concord grape on the taste is super forward.
And this is a Hyman pour as well.
Yeah.
There's the cough.
The Concord grape is
like
it's grape
there,
jelly,
and then it pulls back.
Yeah, it's like grape jelly.
That's
and then it
wild.
Pulls away to uh-huh. to like to what they said on the nose, caramelized sugar. I haven't read the palate notes yet.
I'll be honest, that first hit is almost too sweet for me, and then it
really?
Like mellows out. I don't like sweet stuff.
Well, I know, but. I would have thought that this would have been.
It finishes better, and then you've got that nice burn. But like I'm a pornographically mm-hmm. dirty martini kind of girl. So with that sweet at the first hit, like it's almost like whoa, and then it gets better.
Flushing it through the teeth just kind of.
I mean, I'll try the.
There's a little burn there when you flush it.
Yeah, there is. It opens it up. For those who don't know, the aeration process. Really
does crazy things.
Does some weird shit.
I'll be honest. Like this is okay. This is lower on my list because that first hit is so sweet.
You need to go for a third one then.
I get like, I want to say hazelnuts. Like it's sweet. It's like grape, like raisiny.
So
like hazelnuts.
So on the palate it says red raspberry, Luxardo cherry, leather. Rich and savory, nice and chewy. I get the chewy. I don't get the red raspberry. I still get the Concord grape.
Mm-hmm.
I still get the Concord grape.
Like grape jelly.
Yeah.
I get the Luxardo cherry because it's almost like slightly medicinal.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't... It is rich and savory.
Yeah.
I think what saves it for me is that punch of sweet is immediate, and then it goes into that peaty, burny... And that's, I like that. Because otherwise,
it's leathery, it's rich, it's bold.
I definitely get the leather. There's that dryness.
Yes.
Like, I think that if it had stayed that sweet, I'd have been like, no, I can't drink this.
But I think as I drink more, that sweetness goes away.
I agree, 100%.
Yeah, like the third sip.
The third, I'm on, yeah, like fourth, right. it starts to
I want go the away. Additive. So like,
you want the saline?
Try the water first.
Try the water first.
Because I'm just curious. Because I'm not a huge super fan. Like, I don't dislike it. I think now that I've been drinking a lot more bourbons and whiskeys, like there's notes that I'm picking up and I'm like, I'm becoming a pretentious asshole like the both of you. Oh, and I mean, I'm here perfect. For it. I'm here for it. I'm not sad about it.
Oh man, that mellowed out the nose.
It really did.
Being pretentious is not a bad thing.
I mean, yeah. I'm Dr. McLaren. I'm all for people.
Right. Come on. All right, doctor.
All right. It's fine.
That mellowed out the nose.
Yeah, it did.
I definitely get the PB&J now.
It totally mellowed out that hit of sweet, though. Like, it just made it softer.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, this is...
This is a rocks.
This is...
That's very nice now.
Yeah.
With the water. So, yeah, if you threw an ice cube in there...
Not a globe. Just a cube.
Right. Just a cube. I agree.
And it's not available anymore.
Yeah.
So just like everything else.
Sorry.
And it was only distillery available anyway.
So I'd be curious to know if there's anything that the listeners would like us to try.
We have asked before, I think before Mike started, and we got a bunch of bullshit.
Okay. Like shitty stuff.
I'm just like, yeah, we're not doing that.
Yeah.
Like I still reserve the right to not do things.
Yeah.
Because America. And... But it was just like, we got random shit. I'm like, I'm not fucking doing that. It was also in the first year when Randy had me do like
the Oreos and salsa.
And I wanted to fucking vomit.
No.
That being said, I 100% would do zombie Skittles.
But like, you have to respect
that. That was a great show because Randy almost fucking threw up. And I was just like, yeah, it smells, it tastes like roadkill smells.
And not because of working out?
No, he was like, we both got raw meat, like rancid meat. That was one of the Skittles.
Nope. Hard
and
nope.
And Randy was just like,
all the nopes in Nopeville. Absolutely nope.
I'm sitting there, I'm like, yeah, it tastes like roadkill smells right now. I'm like, that doesn't make me want to, like on a hot day. Like the roadkill's been laying out there for a while. We can try it.
I want to just try it because I'm curious. No, we can try it. This is the saline right here. Yeah. One drop.
One drop.
One drop.
Singular drop.
And then apparently Mike doesn't get any.
Well, no, I'll pass it.
You're the guest.
You're the guest. I live with this guy.
Well, technically, you're the guest.
That's just a good point.
Well, yeah, I was about to say there's guest dynamics
here. Yeah, we got there's guest upon guests.
Come on. Like, I rule the roost. Let's be clear.
Guest of the show, guest at the house. Holy shit.
I mellowed it out even further.
It mellowed it out further, but it's almost like a honey roasted peanut.
Yeah, I was about
and
to say.
Peanut and jelly.
Yeah,
like the peanut butter and jelly is still there. Like
oh
the Concord
my god!
Grapes.
I can't wait for you to try it.
I'm gonna wait for Mike. Melissa's really excited.
It's totally different. I know, right?
Holy shit!
That totally changed it. That's one
salted,
single drop.
Salted peanut butter and jelly.
It is,
but honey, like it's honey, like it's
sea
like
sea salt roasted peanut.
Yes. Yeah. That is crazy.
And jelly.
Yeah.
Like it's not sea salt roasted peanuts. It's peanut butter and jelly.
Like
still.
To me, like, this is much more drinkable than the straight version, which I didn't mind it. Like I said, that first punch of grape jam or grape jelly hit me really hard. Borderline too sweet for me, but then it turned into something else. This is different.
I like it. I think I'd much rather have it just straight and eat or over the rocks.
Okay. I mean, I get
think,
that.
I think rocks.
I think rocks.
Rocks
I think
would be
rocks
excellent.
Would be really good too. I agree.
Like, but
this cold or chilled with so, like a little bit of dilution.
Will you go get me an ice cube?
Yeah.
You see how I did that?
Honey, I love you.
Babe.
Can you get me an ice cube?
An ice cube, just a singular cube.
I just need a little one.
That's my eyes. Yeah.
This I'm not disappointed that I had dude buy this bottle for me.
This was a fun.
I didn't buy this bottle.
And this was fun to like have straight and then do the water and then do the saline. And now I'm going to do the ice cube because I'm allowed.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
That's right.
No one's going to stop you.
I just want to make that
clear.
Everybody
likes what they like.
Yeah. And that's what this is about. Yeah. So I did not buy this bottle. So the story behind this is.
Try it with my ice cube. I'm telling you. Shit. Totally changed it.
Yeah, it did.
Again. Yeah. Like chemistry.
I'd give you a sip, but I think I'm getting a cold and I don't
want to. I don't give a fuck. Yeah. I don't get sick.
I'm a nurse, so I've been exposed to all the shit.
So when because I get sick, I'm
pissed about it.
So because you're a doctor nurse, a nursey doctor.
Yeah.
What is the percentage of people that don't get the flu, that are immune to the flu?
I mean, the flu changes every year.
It
so.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, no, you'd have to consult the CDC for that. Those aren't CDC, numbers that yeah. I just keep tucked
you
into
should,
my brain.
You should have that.
Yeah, so okay. I have so like, much tucked into my brain that so is not one that I have to tuck into my brain.
Here's a statistic. Statistic.
This is after several.
Yeah.
Statistic.
It's like Mike Tyson.
What I should do today.
It's like Mike Tyson talking after he'd been drinking. So here is a statistic made up on the spot about people that get the flu
yeah.
that versus don't get the flu. 99% of the American people get the flu. 1% don't.
Okay.
I'm in the 1%.
Okay, good for you.
I never get it.
Good for you.
I also never get sick. Unless it's like food poisoning or migraines.
Don't tend to get infectious disease sick. I did get COVID the first year before the vaccine and it left me with COVID. It left me with asthma. So fuck you, COVID. But I tell you what, I have not had COVID since. I've only had COVID once. Not good. I've only had it once. My family has had it.
I've had it four times.
Two or three times.
Yeah, like the least. Kids have had it four or five times and I just don't get it. Again, not good. And so I feel like it just gave me like superwoman antibodies.
Yeah.
Because I was exposed to so much shit in the hospital and have gotten sick so many times earlier in my career, I just don't get sick now.
So no judgment from my side.
Yeah.
Did you guys get the booster or did you get the initial shot?
I get anything available. Like give me whatever okay. is available because science.
Okay. And I'm mm-hmm. so same thing.
Because he's married to science.
Right. I did not get the shot.
Okay.
I didn't get the shot. I didn't get any of the boosters. Liz and I both found out we had COVID because we had sinus infections.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We didn't even have any of the other symptoms. But when I get a sinus infection, I can't smell or taste anything yeah. anyway. We got it. I'm almost certain I've had it three times since the first time we had it.
Yeah.
And Liz has, I think, had it twice. I just say four times because yeah. I've had four sinus infections since then. But haven't had any long-term residual good. Effects.
Good.
But I'm also like a superhero. I'm like Wolverine or Deadpool.
Sure you are.
I have super fast
totally
healing.
Totally believable.
I know. I heal really fast from mm-hmm. shit. Like I sliced the tip of my finger off and you can't even tell. That was 3 weeks ago.
Okay. You're amazing.
I know, right? It's back to, and it's all back. You can cut my head off and I'll grow back.
Totally believe that.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Everything's good.
Totally fine.
We'll just start chopping things off.
I mean, let's go. I'm like a lizard. I'm like a salamander. I'm an amphibian.
Please no.
Shit just grows back. I got baby hands.
Then we're going to have to.
It feels huge.
Sure it does. I'm sure it feels huge to you.
Only with my baby hands.
I feel like Liz might have a different perception, but I mean, she's not here.
Liz will agree that, that I don't get sick.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, yeah. We can agree
everything
that
else,
Liz,
she's like, you're a fucking idiot.
Right. But Liz agrees that you don't get sick. Sure. Yeah. But like huge.
Average at best.
Average.
At best. Yeah.
But to be honest, huge. Not a fan of anyway.
Well, like I mean,
yeah,
average at best.
Right.
You know, not full grip when I'm peeing, but maybe you know have to use at least two fingers. Yeah. I can't just stand there. I'll pee into the wall.
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
So yeah,
completely believable.
Big enough that I don't have to pull my pants down. Yeah.
I don't remember where I was going with the question, but it led to
We've
something
completely
else.
Completely lost
is,
the train. Of yeah.
Which is ice cubes.
Welcome
in
to my world. Why did I come in this room?
I mean, we're working on it, right? Damn like, it. We're waiting for the medication to build.
I don't even take... You know what? I don't even take medication for mine.
Do you, Brett, not? No.
No. Someone had posted the other... A guy I went to high school with in elementary had posed the question on Facebook of something along the lines of, does everybody have an inner dialogue? Because I do not.
I totally do.
I have a soundtrack.
This conversation just came up a couple days, like what, 2 weeks ago maybe? Yeah.
So
robust inner dialogue.
I don't just have an inner dialogue. I have conversations.
Same.
I have arguments.
Same.
I have my, so not only do I hear my voice in my head, I hear character actors' voices in my head. I hear songwriters, singers, musicians.
I was about to say, mine, I have a soundtrack.
I have everything goes on in my head, and I can't shut it off. So which leads to having issues sleeping at night because it's constant thought.
Yeah.
Oh, him. Like hardcore.
Constant thought. Yeah.
Hardcore.
Yeah. So Mike knows.
Yeah.
And now you know.
I mean, I know. I have, usually it's work stress that keeps me up or kid stress that keeps me up. But I have a very robust inner dialogue, but I tell that stuff to like shut the fuck up when it's time to go to bed.
I tell it to shut the fuck up and it tells me to shut the
fuck
up.
I recognize.
Who the fuck do you think you're talking to?
I recognize that.
Who the
like,
fuck do you think you're
as
talking
a neurotypical
to?
Person that I have the capability to do that. And for those with.
Oh, does that mean I'm neuroatypical?
Neurodivergent.
Oh, I want to be atypical.
No, I like divergent.
Yeah.
I'm cool with
that. Yeah. So I just want you both to know as people who have ADHD that like I recognize that our brains are very different and I honor and respect the differences of our brains.
I'm going to use a very unpopular word.
Oh, here we go. Okay, wait a minute.
Can I be
Wait a minute. Pause.
Neuro. All right, I'm ready. Retarded.
No, you cannot say that. Jesus Christ.
Please.
No. I mean, whatever makes you feel comfortable, but just as long as we keep it to you. Like, this is how you are describing yourself, but not others.
But
I'm going to get fired.
No, you're not. No, but to when you're working on a car, when you advance the timing.
Why are you showing me shit from your cell phone in the midst of this conversation?
But.
Are we
I honestly feel like there is nothing that could define this conversation
more
than...
Was that a King Kong dick pic?
Yes.
Yes. In illustration.
Yeah.
But if you're...
Off the rails.
If you're working on a car, you advance the timing to make... To speed it up. But if you want to slow it down, you retard the timing.
And recognizing that language, language is emotional, and people, you know, attribute things to language. So whatever makes you, I will honor whatever makes you feel comfortable.
My neurological system is slowed down to be retarded.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Should I say I am neuro-mentally ill.
I'm just going to keep drinking. I mean, I feel like I'm just going to keep reading.
Your neuro special needs.
I'm just neuro special.
Got her.
You didn't inhale that, did you? Okay, good. Because it hurts when whiskey gets in your lungs.
I'm perclept. Take a minute.
That hurt. I hate you both so much. I can't breathe and I'm crying.
We just came up with a new term, I think.
I
love
you
it.
Both.
I'm putting, I want to put that in my Facebook and Instagram bio. Neuro special needs.
For the people that are listening, like I am like the total mom type and like really like aware of everyone's feelings. So I'm like, whatever makes you feel validated, like I honor that. And also I can't use that term.
You have to now though.
Nope.
Because that's what that is how I label myself.
Shit.
God damn.
I need a nap.
Yeah, you can't even say you need a drink because, you know, there.
That could offend somebody.
Oh, that was, okay.
That was a journey.
That just happened. It's fine.
All right.
Holy shit.
So good. I don't know. We can't top that.
No. No, we'd end on a high note.
All right.
Can't wait for your comments, Johnny.
Oh, this is going to be good. It's going to be so good. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And for Mike, Melissa, and myself, we're out.
Bye.
Bye.